Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating a life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, not only looks good on paper, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. How to build a life that gets you jumping out of bed and filled in a state of awe and just in complete disbelief to think that this is what you get to call your reality. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. I really try to break down the process of manifestation in concrete, actionable, and tangible steps so that you really understand how to start creating the kind of transformations you desire, how to start applying these concepts, because it's one thing to know all the things, but unless you're actually applying these wonderful concepts, you're not going to be able to create the kind of changes you want, at least not to the degree that is possible. And so if you haven't already, be sure to hit the subscribe button so you get new notifications when I upload new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're a long-time listener, welcome back. Welcome back. I am just so beyond grateful that you choose to spend this time with me. It's been 3 years since this part. It is 3 years. My goodness. 2021. It's been 3 years. I should go back and see what the actual anniversary date is of launching this podcast, but we'll do something special around here. Don't worry about that. I know it's coming up, but anywho's, can't believe how long this podcast has been around. And I'm just filled with so much gratitude for how it continues to unfold. And every single message I receive, every time one of you tells me that you're enjoying what I share and that you're actually seeing changes from applying what I share, it makes recording each episode all the more fulfilling. And as I record this, I currently just landed in Bombay. I was in Thailand for the last couple of weeks, spent Christmas and New Year's there with my family. And I feel like it's one of those days where it just feels never ending. But I also love these kind of days, especially when you travel and you gain time. But yeah, I've been up since like 4:15 a.m. and it's right now like 3:30 p.m. And yeah, just feels like one of those days where it's never ending. But I also feel like I've been so productive. Normally, I hate taking out my laptop on flights, but I got to say, I got so much done in those 4 hours. And so if you are resistant to working on a flight, give it a shot. I feel like being completely switched off from reality, having no phones available, no social media distractions, I just got so much done and the creative juices were flowing. But anywho, what we're talking about today is getting past imposter syndrome. I'm going to share a personal story, celebrate with you, and also tie it together so that you can start to create the shifts that you want. And, you know, all of us have big desires in our heart, whether it's in terms of our career, our relationship, our health, our finances, or whatever it is. But at the same time, we almost end up arguing for our limitations and we forget to look at the big picture. And as of last week, January 4th, it would have been me celebrating 11 years of starting my business. And I'm guilty as I say this as well, because I have to also sometimes intentionally shift my focus, and I'm sure you could also relate, but you know, as much as we all want more for ourselves, it's so easy to live in a state of lack, that we're constantly looking for the next best thing, the next milestone and whatnot. And in the process, we overlook how much of our current lives is a manifestation in itself, a manifestation of who we once were, but also of what our past desires were. And that's just the way the human mind is built, that the minute we hit a milestone, that goalpost gets pushed further and further away. And it's not to say that we stop moving forward, but it's about finding a happy balance whereby we're achieving our desires, but also and allowing ourselves to be more expansive and open ourselves up to more, but also being so grounded in the present moment and filled with so much awe and gratitude for the life we've already created. And like I said, it's been 11 years of starting my coaching business. And while I'm at a stage where I'm just so satisfied and grateful for where my business is at. I want to talk about the reality of what it's like to manifest something that means a lot to you, because we often see people's end result, not that this is my end result by any means, but we often see people having certain outcomes and we forget the journey that brought them to where they're at. And like most people, I started the job application process right after graduating from university in 2009. After so many exhausting applications and interviews, I remember I made it to the final round of what I thought was my dream role. It was in merchandising in a very well-established company, and it just seemed like the perfect fit. It was like a 15-minute walk from my apartment. The hours were great. The pay was great for someone who just graduated from college. So in my mind, I had it all planned out that, you know what? Given the timings of work, I could wake up, go to the gym, still stay on my routine, come back, shower, go to work, then I'll still have time in the evening to come back, socialize for a bit. I planned it all out. Anywho's, I made it to the final round of what I thought was my dream role. And I remember I walked out of the interview with just so much confidence. I was like, I crushed that. That job is mine and I'm definitely going to get it. And this dream life that I built in my mind, it's a done deal. Lo and behold, a couple of days later, I received a voicemail that I had not been selected. And the rejection left me distraught. Think tears galore. I was so upset. I felt like there was no other job out there for me. And I was so frustrated. I couldn't bear the idea of being another application, yada, yada, yada. And in hindsight, that rejection from what I thought was my dream job is the very thing that led me to eventually build my dream business. The fact that I didn't get that job is the very reason why I decided to just give moving to India a shot, move to Bombay, and within a couple of years, decided to start up my business, K-Way, and the rest is history. And fast forward to today, like I said, I'm celebrating 11 years of running my dream business, 11 years of attracting dream soulmate clients who just feel so aligned on so many levels, 11 years of making a dream impact and knowing that I'm living such a purposeful existence and also able to make money out of what I'm doing, 11 years of generating a dream income. I've been very honest up until this point, but I used to have terrible relationship with money. But by really working on my relationship with money, it's had such a positive effect on the cash flow that I've been able to receive from my business. It's also been 11 years of living out my dream schedule. There are days where it just feels like I have so much free time because of the foundations I've built. But at the same time, I'm like, no, I intentionally created this life whereby I have a sustainable business. I'm doing what I love. I'm making great money, but I'm also living my life. I don't want to be someone who's living from a place of burnout. I know what that feels like. That was my life last year for a portion of it. And I did the work to make changes so that I could continue running my business without running myself to the ground in the process. And also 11 years of manifesting dream opportunities, whether it's doing certain kinds of workshops, being flown around the world to talk, and so much more. But it's just whatever has unfolded over the last 11 years, it has blown my mind. Every single day, I write about my business in my gratitude journal. And as it continues to unfold in ways that are so beyond my imagination, so beyond what a former version of me could have even imagined, every day my business is my constant reminder of how powerful the process of manifestation truly is. But here's the thing, is that do I have moments that are filled with self-doubt and periods of frustration with my business? Yeah, absolutely. Tell me one business owner who does not doubt themselves. Tell me one business owner who is not frustrated. But it's a choice what I do with that frustration. It's a choice what I do with that self-doubt. And I continue to choose to turn them into fertile ground. I look at them as opportunities and use those low moments and morph them into growth opportunities that allow me to continue unlocking new levels of growth in my business and also within myself. And all those moments where I doubted myself, it would have been so easy to throw in the towel. Times when I would show up and I wasn't receiving the immediate external validation to see that it was working, I could have thrown in the towel, which is honestly what most people do. But I continue to show up. And that is the reality of what manifestation boils down to. And that's where most people, they give up before they give their desire a chance to manifest. It comes down to the consistency. deciding who you're going to be when things feel like they're not working. Who are you going to be when you have no evidence of your desire? Who are you going to be when you are still in that period whereby you haven't seen the positive effects of your efforts? And I'll tell you something is, now when I look back, all those messy moments, constantly saying yes when I had little idea what the full path looked like. I've shared this before, but I remember so vividly my first client, January 4, 2013, she reached out to work with me. I had zero idea what my coaching style would even entail. But you know what? I just said, screw it. She's come to me. I'm just going to jump on this unicorn opportunity and trust that I'll figure it out. And I did. In 8 weeks, she ended up losing 6 kilos. And then through word of mouth, I had people from all over the world reaching out to ask how they could work with me. There were so many moments where I invested in mentorship, tens of thousands of dollars in mentorship with zero guarantee, sending up my payment details when I was crippling with fear and had so much fear around money. Would I make it back? Is this a waste of money? What if I don't see any positive returns? All of that self-doubt. Even creating new programs on a whim. We're so wired for perfection. And I see this happening with so many people that they have the most amazing ideas, but they do nothing with it because it's not perfect yet or the timing's not perfect. And this is one skill which I've really honed into, especially in 2023, is when an idea kicks in, I just run with it. I trust that I will figure it out along the way, but I jump on it. And this is it, is how proactive are you about your desire? And again, we can create all the excuses why we're not taking action, but the universe is just mirroring who you are being. And so if you're stuck in an energy of waiting, if you're stuck in an energy of paralysis from your own internal blocks, whether it's in the form of fear or self-doubt, the universe will continue to mirror back to you more reasons to wait. And all of these messy moments that I've just shared with you, they led me to this feeling of indescribable satisfaction that really runs through me today. And yeah, I work my ass off, but I have so much fun along the way and it fills me up. Yeah, there are days where there's a bit of resistance, but it's not because I dread what I do, but it's because we're human. Sometimes we get lazy. But this is something which, if you think about it, if you're someone who's working, almost a third of your life, if not more, goes into it. And are you just going through the motions? Are you just settling? Are you just hoping that one day something's magically going to change? Or are you being intentional about creating the change from within? Because who you're being, the changes you create within are exactly what you can expect to see mirrored back to me. And while my business has been the source of so much fulfillment, it's also been the source of so much discomfort. And this is one thing which no one ever tells you, is running a business in itself is a complete spiritual journey. But at the same time, I wouldn't change any bit of it for a second. And what I really want you to take away from this episode is, whether it's your career, your health, your relationships, and or your finances, one thing holds true for it all. And that is, life is cyclical. There are ups, there are downs. You're going to experience so many highs and feel on top of the world, but they will quickly come crashing down because you're on the verge of a new growth opportunity. And in these moments of growth, we feel like we are being pulled to the ground, but that's when we get to make a decision to rise up again. And it's in these low moments that add so much meaning to the journey. These low moments pave the way to the highs in store because of the fact that we are living a life of duality, of polarity, that you cannot have pain without pleasure. You cannot have joy without sadness. You cannot have light without darkness. And similarity is that you cannot have fulfillment without discomfort. And again, it comes down to how are you perceiving your circumstances? And secondly, how are you reacting as a result? Are you going to let them disempower you? Are you going to let those uncomfortable moments hold you back? Or are you going to use it to come back stronger than ever? And when you can go with the latter, that is when you unlock new levels of joy, of fulfillment, of satisfaction, and of abundance. And like I mentioned at the start of the podcast, is this dream career I'm living, it came from rejection. It came from being rejected from what I thought was my dream opportunity. And dream job and any kind of rejection, it stings, whether it's someone telling you they don't want to be with you anymore, whether it's from a job whether it's from a job interview, whether it's socially with friends who maybe don't make that much of an effort with you. It's so easy for us to internalize it and make it mean something about us and the future that is in store for us. But when we can now remember that everything is neutral and we get to decide how we perceive our circumstances and really hold on to the fundamental truth that rejection is nothing more than a redirection. Rejection is simply divine protection. And also to add to that, then nobody can reject you so long as you don't reject yourself. And so when that rejection stings, in whatever capacity, really ask yourself, where am I rejecting myself? And secondly, how can I start to commit to myself? How can I start to show up for myself and actually see my own potential? And in that moment, when you start to approach your life like that, when you start to look at rejection as merely a redirection and divine protection, that is when you become so much more magnetic and so much more open and receptive to the miracles, to the abundance that awaits you. And whatever stage of your life you're in right now, you're human and therefore you're going to experience discomfort. And I really urge you to start to look at it as a growth opportunity and really ask yourself that if I could now show up differently, if I can now start to lean into that discomfort rather than resist it, because by me resisting it, I'm only creating resistance, what could be in store for me? And like I shared, that my business has unfolded in the most unimaginable ways. And I know it's going to continue to do so, whether it's in 2024 or over the next few years or decades, whatever it is. I know the same holds to be true. Our egos like to think that it knows exactly what's coming next. There is so much more magic that is in store. And our only job as intention manifestors is to line up with that energy to meet ourselves, to meet the highest version of ourselves, who's not paralyzed by fear, who's not stuck in a certain identity that no longer serves him or her. And most importantly, trust. Trust that you are being fully supported and guided. Remember, the manifestation is a co-creative process. You are co-creating your reality with a power greater than you. And your job now as an intention manifester is to keep your side of the street clean, be intentional about where you're placing your focus, how you're feeling, the energy you're embodying, and then the rest of the nitty-gritty details, let the universe, that God, that angels, that nature, whatever higher power you believe in, take care of that. And so if this episode resonated with you, I would love to hear from you. I hang out the most on Instagram. My handle is at kishboo.kway. And in the meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you. So please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushboo.kway. in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and good vibes.